Welcome back to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. Each week I bring you a mixture of, Chazonis, the second hour, and the first hour is the mixture of everything but Chazonis. For those of you who are tuning in following Nachum Siegel's program on Thursday evening, I invite you to go to my website. It's www.charliebernhout, that's C-H-A-R-L-I-E, B as in boy, E-R-N as in Nancy, Bernhout, H-A-U-T as in Tom. If you go to my website, you'll be able to go to the archive and hear all the past programs, the 2 hours, not just the first hour, because honestly, you might enjoy the first hour of the mixture also. In any event, welcome to my program, and let's get right to the Chazonis. We'll be playing something a little different. Last week I played Dov Farkish as Farkish as a young boy. I think it was from about 20 years ago, and I have quite a few albums of young boys singing Chazanut or Chazonis or however you want to pronounce it. And I guess it was just a little while ago, was it a year or two ago, a CD came out of Pinyala, and he made quite a splash, and I haven't quite heard from him again, but I know he's out there and he's doing the rounds. So let's hear Elu Devorim, and this is Pinyala.
Oh,
That was a Pinella. Let's hear one more selection. This is Uvducho Yomar.
Oh,
That was Piniella. Piniella. I think I have that pronounced properly. Okay, time for a few announcements. First of all, I got a notice from our friend Simcha from Toronto about a dear friend, a lecture in the memory of a dear friend of ours, Izzy Kaplan. So this will be, if you're from Toronto, I know we have listeners in Toronto, April 5th at BAYT, B-A-Y-T, the congregation. Carolyn Glick will be giving a lecture on the Arab Revolt, what it means for Israel. And Izzy Kaplan, he was such a wonderful guy, and Helen and I first met him on our Chizuk groups, our tours. Helen runs them twice a year through AFSI, Americans for Safe Israel. And these are magnificent trips, and Izzy, who was a very, very strong Zionist, was certainly on board with the trips and the various people who we met. Actually, I will be going with Helen on May 29th to June 7th, actually stay there a little longer, for this Chizuk trip. And if you've never been to Israel on this kind of a trip, you might even want to join us. We'll be visiting Itamar, and of course Hebron, and Ariel, Kidumim, and Chavat Gilad, you know, the Gilad farms and so forth. And we'll be there for Yom Yerushalayim in Jerusalem. It's a unique tour, and anyone interested, you know how to reach me. You're listening to the program. You see the email, cbjmusic@aol.com. If you want to join us on a rather unique trip, it's done twice a year, and it's been going on for 15 years or so. It's a part of Israel that you must see, the part of Israel that most people don't understand. Again, that's from May 29th to June 7th, Americans for Safe Israel. You can go to their website, www.afsi.org, or you can email me and I'll tell you more about that. Okay, Alex Klein, our friend from London, is running a Cantor's Convention. It will be June 6th, the 27th of June to the 30th of June. It'll feature Saul Zim and Yaakov Motzen giving lectures, a lot of choirs. For more information, you can contact me. That should be really great. And last but not least, there's a lot happening with our friend Itshamir Helfgott. First of all, this coming Shabbos, Friday and Saturday, a very, very special Shabbos Chazanut at Park East Synagogue on East 67, 68th Street, 67th, 68th. It's Park East Synagogue in New York. If you really want to soak in some of the great chazonas of today, I recommend that you try to spend Shabbat in the Upper East Side of New York. They can make arrangements for you, and there's a dinner Friday night, and they have an incredible kiddush, which will hold you over to the end of Shabbos. You don't have to worry about food, that's for sure. So that's this coming Shabbos. Then on June 15th, at Beth Shalom in Lawrence, it'll be Yitzhak Helfgott with Binyamin Muller. And David Burson will be also joining in with, he's the cantor at the Jewish Center, and of course, the chazan of the shul, our friend Joel Kaplan, together with a wonderful choir, round out the evening. If you've never been to the annual Lawrence Beth Shalom concert, it's always outstanding, and I'm sure it will be outstanding. And I guess you've heard the news by now that Itshamir Helfgott is teaming up with, Yitzchak Perlman. It's sold out. It's this week in California, but they will have a tour. I think it's being planned in 10 cities around the country and around the world. And I believe eventually they'll be here in the New York area. More about that as we get the information, but it's very, very exciting. And for those of you who know how to go to YouTube, you can see a brief bit of the rehearsal of Itshamir with Yitzchak Perlman at Perlman's studio. Okay, so where are we? We're going to be hearing Itshamir Helfgott, and this is what are we going to hear? What did I decide we're going to play? Ezrat Avotenu. Okay, let me just cue this up. This is certainly something rather beautiful. Ezrat Avotenu. It's a Moshe Stern composition, and it's Mordechai Sobel and his orchestration. Itchamir Helfgott.
Mess.
Is that breathtaking? Oh, wow. Itchamir Health God with Ezra Labotenu. And I point out to you again that this coming Shabbos, Friday night and Saturday, is a special Shabbat Chazanut at Park East Synagogue with choir, with the Shamir Helfgott. And if you can call the shul, they can get accommodations. There are hotels nearby. Again, there's a Friday night dinner, and Saturday is a great Kiddush, so you won't go hungry. It's very, very special. I'm just thinking, you know, about the wandering Jews. Sometimes I feel like a wandering Jew together with Julian and Mickey. We sort of live in between Helfgott and Yossi Malavani and Zevi Muller, and it's always the question, where are we going for Shabbos? Now, I know that Mickey and Julian and I were this past Shabbos at Fifth Avenue Synagogue, and Malavani was in great form, and I know that Julian and I will be at Park East this Shabbos, and Mickey's on his way to Israel tomorrow, and Mickey and Eva just to have a great, great trip, and look forward to hearing all about what's going on in Haaretz upon your return. Okay, Paul Schneck, I know you're listening. It was great seeing you at the ceremony yesterday at the Israeli consulate commemorating the victims, the latest victims of Arab terror. Paul, you're terrific, and I dedicate this next selection to you. Going back to 1993, I played something from it last week. This is the Tu B'Shvat concert of 1993. I think it was the third or the fourth one. They ran some great annual concerts there. The selections that you'll hear for the rest of the program are from that concert. I did play Chaim Adler last week, but let's hear another of his selections. This is live. Again, from the 1993 Tu B'Shvat concert, Chaim Adler with Tekar B'Shofar Gadol.
Oh, חברינו ולירושלים בית מקדוש חובסים חסו אלום ושום נעשה לפונך אש קורבנו ישחוי ושינו כי מצו ויולנו ושוי ראשך על ידי מוישה
Well, as you can tell, that was from a live performance at the Talmud Torah Flatbush 18 years ago. Well, Paul Schneck, I'm so happy that you were listening, and I'm sure that you enjoyed the Chazanis. And I got a call from my friend Julian, who makes or reminds me that the davening begins at 8:30, a little earlier at Park East. So hope to see you all there at the Shabbat Chazanut. You know, this is from a live performance, and you know, there's three aspects of recordings. One is there's a whole underground of recordings of live davenings. And of course, most of them I can't play. They were done on holidays, and I just don't. And I never really got into that underground. But of course, for live Slichas davenings and for non-holiday weekday davenings, they're wonderful. And they're certainly different. You know, that's true Chazonis when you hear it. The tefillot done in the synagogue, there's a certain vibration, something that happens with the crowd. And then, of course, there's recordings such as we just heard and we'll be hearing from live performances. Again, the crowd has a certain electricity that the performers feed off of. Then, of course, there's the recordings that are done in the studio. And I don't say that they are not often so beautiful. They are, but they don't have the magic that occurs when there's a live audience. Anyway, it's very subtle, and I don't know that it's always holds true, but there really is nothing like the real thing, the live davening. Going back to that concert, let's hear Yaakov Motzin with Lefichach.
She are not
Yaakov Motzin. The next selection we'll hear is, time certainly flies very quickly when you're having a good time. Let's hear Bensiyon Miller at that same concert. This is Habein Yakir Li, a composition by Aaron Miller. I believe that was his father, Aaron.
Yeah.
The last few selections were from a Tubaschvat concert in 1993, the fourth annual Tubaschvat concert at the Talmud Torah of Flatbush. And many of you are familiar with Yossi Billig, who was very instrumental in putting those programs together and really introduced me to a lot of Chazonis. Those are great concerts, and I don't know, we gotta have more of those concerts. Gotta figure out a way to get them back, if you will. It's a goal, it's a dream. Right now, I'm planning to run some more kumsitzes, and those of you who are interested have already contacted me so that you're on the list. Probably after Pesach, sometime in May. Well, May, yeah, it's right in the corner. Or June, we'll be starting the kumsitz series again. Well, thank you so much for joining with me. Always appreciate your feedback. cbjmusic@aol.com. That's cbjmusic@aol.com. I look forward to seeing you this coming Shabbos at Parkey Synagogue for a very special Chazanut Shabbos Chazanut, the choir, Helfgott be in rare form as, well, rare form, in good form as usual. Thanks for joining with me, everyone, and don't forget to tell your friends about the program. Remember that word of mouth is really one of the best forms of advertising. Again, thanks for joining with me. Shalom, everyone. Thank you.